I was on a week-long hunting trip, and I was staying in my uncle's cabin in the dead middle of winter. It was a long day, and I was about to head back to the cabin shortly. It had been snowing lightly on and off all day, but out of nowhere the snow picked up very quickly and turned into a very dense snowstorm. It was getting late, and I had a long way to walk back to the cabin, and I was honestly terrified. Because it felt like every minute that passed by, the storm was getting worse and worse. It was almost a miracle that I saw a light up ahead. It was a really bright light, but it shines dimly from where I could see, just enough for me to notice it. As I got closer, I soon realized it was another cabin. My adrenaline instantly sparked, and I was happy to have found a potential shelter. I would have had to walk miles upon miles in that blizzard to get back to my uncle's cabin, and I would have been screwed. I thought for sure I would have found myself lost in the blizzard searching for my cabin had I taken that route instead. Knowing what I know now though, and with what happened to me, I wish I would have just manned the fuck up and found my way back to my cabin. But I could barely even see what was in front of me, and ultimately that played a huge part in the final decision of me trying to get in contact with whoever was inside. I was just hoping my luck wouldn't have run out completely. What was the chance this guy was actually going to be a serial killer or something like that? I convinced myself that shelter was worth the risk. I approached the cabin and I knocked on the door. I heard footsteps that seemed like they were getting closer to me. I waited another 30 seconds maybe and politely knocked once again. The man opened the door and I explained to him my situation. He let me in with open arms and let me stay for the night, surprisingly. I told him I would be gone first thing in the morning. This guy kind of gave me the creeps, but being totally serious here, I wasn't that worried about it. People out here were known for being that way. Not necessarily creepy, but I could sense he wasn't the extroverted type, let me just put it that way. He barely spoke to me at all. He gave me a pillow and told me I could sleep on his couch in the main room. I tried making small talk with him, but that didn't go very well. I didn't want to bother him, so I thanked him once again for letting me stay, and I told him I was going to try and get some rest. I laid my head down on the pillow, and I was getting ready to relax. The man was now standing behind me, so he was completely out of my sight. I was waiting for him to walk away, but he stood there for a good 30 seconds or so, and he didn't make a sound. I thought that was kind of weird, but still, I didn't think much of it. Then he turned the light off over the sink, which was the only light that was still on in the cabin at the time. I figured that meant he was finally going to lay down as well, but I was wrong. He walked away towards his room, and I started to doze off within minutes. What the fuck was that? I sat up so quick that I almost threw myself off of the couch. I looked back and all around me, but it was pitch black. I couldn't see a thing. "Everything all right back there?" I asked. But there was no reply, to which I then stated, "All right, good night then." I was genuinely starting to get anxious, and I started to rethink my decision of staying there. I convinced myself that it was nothing though, and that I should just try to fall back asleep. I finally fell asleep maybe 15 to 20 minutes after that, and I have no idea how long I was out for, when all of a sudden, I awoke to the guy on top of me. At first he was literally only just laying on me, long ways. His body was stiff as ever. I awoke within seconds and I tried to get him off me. He was much stronger than me though. He then started choking me and smelling me, and like smelling my hair and touching my face. He even tried to kiss me. I managed to headbutt him, which in turn gave me just enough time to gain the upper hand and throw him off of me. I ran for the door immediately, and I forgot. Shit. Just as I was about to leave, I realized I couldn't leave without my gun. I turned back around to grab it, and there he was pointing my own rifle at me. I was close enough to him and fast enough that I managed to duck and weave and disarm the man. He was a bit older, and that gave me the confidence to do what I had done. I hit him with the butt of my rifle and I ran out the door. It was still snowing out really bad, but I could tell that it lightened up just a bit. It was a long night and it took me hours to find my cabin as I had to walk at least 2 miles. And that's if I took a linear path to the cabin. I was walking around aimlessly for quite some time, just winging it, in 7 to 8 inches of snow in the middle of the night, with a snowstorm clouding my vision on top of that. I later found out from the police that the person who owned that cabin had mysteriously disappeared years ago, and no one has owned it since. That legit gave me shivers when the officer told me that. That guy was going to kill me. Scariest thing about it is, I don't think they caught the guy yet either. Two winters ago, my dad got me a car for my birthday. Not only was it new, but it was also my first car. I had just gotten my license a month prior, and my father felt that I earned it. I was really excited, but the only problem was that we had just got hit with a really bad snowstorm. Literally the same day, the day of my birthday. So obviously, that meant I wasn't going to be able to do any driving anytime soon. Until the snow at least cleared up a bit anyways. I was really bummed out about the snowstorm, but I was thankful for the car. Skip ahead to that same night, I was sitting in my room, and I was pondering the decision of taking my new car for a spin. I almost convinced myself to do it, but I knew my dad would kill me if he found out that I snuck out and drove without his permission, and especially with how shitty the roads were. The roads were absolutely horrible, and I knew it was a bad idea, so I decided against it. Fast forward to the next night, I had been telling all my friends about my car and how excited I was. My friend Eric ended up asking me if I wanted to hang out that night, but I told him I couldn't. He later stated that he really wanted to get out of the house because I guess his dad was being shitty again or something. I don't want to get into this part too much, but basically from what I understand, Eric's dad is a horrible person that has been physically abusing him for years now. Eric said his dad had another drunken outburst and practically begged me to pick him up, so I did. After all, I wasn't going to leave my friend there all alone and not do something about it. I made my way out to the car and I had to sneak out my bedroom window. As I was driving down the road along the way, I noticed an old man in the middle of the road. I could barely see him because it was snowing quite heavily and I didn't have enough time to stop because the roads were so icy. But I had no choice other than to slam on my brakes in a panic because I was about to hit the man. The wheels lost all traction and I very quickly started to spin out. Before I knew it, I was swerving onto the other side of the road and I crashed into a ditch. I started panicking, not sure what to do. All I could think about was how fucked I was and that once my dad found out, he was going to literally murder me. The man from earlier that was in the middle of the road made his way over to me, to my driver's side door, and asked me if I was okay. I told him that I was fine and that I wasn't hurt at all. I got the creeps from this man right off the bat, and I really wanted him to get the hell away from me, honestly. I politely as possible told him to leave me alone and that I had to go. He got the hint and he stepped away from my car. I wasn't even paying much attention to where he went. All I know is that he continued walking the way he was going when I first saw him, which was the opposite direction that I was going. I reached for my phone so I could call my dad to pick me up, but that was when I realized my phone wasn't in my pocket. I began looking all over for it and I searched my car everywhere. I knew I didn't forget to bring it with me when I left the house because I vividly remember typing in Eric's address in my Maps app on my iPhone. Because I didn't quite remember how to get to his house. The only thing I could do was run home, and luckily I didn't make it too far in my car before I spun out, because I would have had to have walked a lot further than the 3 or 4 miles that I had to walk. When I got home, I told my dad everything, and he was pissed. He managed to pull my car out of the ditch with his truck, and he had my mom drive it home. He ended up taking the keys from me, and he told me that we would talk about it all tomorrow, and I felt horrible for what I had done. I have actually never seen my dad that upset in my entire life. As I was lying in bed that night, I was still trying to figure out where my phone was. I was getting really angry because I had no idea what I did with it. I couldn't find it anywhere. I honestly thought that in my heart I lost it somehow when I crashed and that it was buried in the snow somewhere. Even though that seemed extremely unlikely to me at the time, that's the only thing I could think of that felt somewhat logical. All of a sudden, I heard something that sounded like it came from outside. It jump scared me pretty bad, as I was deep in thought, and the last thing I expected was someone or something to be at my window. I chalked it up to be that it was probably just an animal, and I forgot about it completely with only a few minutes. I wish I wouldn't have let my guard down so fast, though, because maybe, just maybe, things would have went down a lot differently than they did that night. All of a sudden, I heard a knocking sound that right away I could tell came from my window. I turned my head and looked over at the window so fast that it hurt my neck. There was a guy standing there a few feet from the window outside looking in. I couldn't tell who it was or what he looked like because it was too dark. All I could make out was that he was kind of tall and had long hair, like the guy from earlier, I thought. I couldn't believe what I saw, and I immediately ran to get my dad again. When we came back to my room, my bedroom window was wide open and my phone was sitting on my bed. I had no idea what to make of it all at first, but it had to have been that man from earlier that I spoke with briefly after the crash. He must have followed me home. Why the hell would he have taken my phone? And if he was attempting to steal it, why would he bring it back? And if he was just trying to do a good deed, why the hell would he sneak through my damn window in the middle of the night instead of knocking on the front door like a normal person? Of course, we looked all over for him, hoping he wasn't still in our house. My dad and I spent over 20 minutes easily looking for him, but he was gone. We called the police, but there wasn't much we could do. With the little evidence we had, I could give them a description of the man, but that was about it. Just under a week later, I saw him once again. He was in our backyard in the middle of the night, doing who knows what. I walked outside as soon as I saw him, and I yelled at him from the back patio and told him to leave and to never come back. I got my dad as well, and once again, by the time my dad showed up to the scene, he was gone. I'm not sure what the hell this guy wanted or what he was trying to do, but I haven't seen him since, the last time I just told you about. I still get the occasional thought about him and that he's going to try to come back at some point, even though this happened 2 years ago. Needless to say, I learned my lesson that night about a couple things. Just a couple of years ago, I was going on a long road trip for work. I used to go on these trips often in my old job, but recent events ultimately led to me getting a new job. The roads were horrible, and if it weren't for work, I wouldn't have been driving. The snow was only getting worse, and it was only getting later and later into the night. I decided to stop at a nearby hotel that was up ahead, a few exits down on the highway. Hopefully the roads will be clear in the morning, I thought, or at least better than they are now. When I arrived, I went to the front desk and I told the worker I needed a room for the night. I paid for it, and I made my way to the room. I was thinking about going to sleep because after all, I was exhausted from driving all day, but at the same time, I felt like I needed to move around. I had been driving all day like stated previously, so my body was sore from sitting in the same position for hours on end. If you have ever drove for a prolonged amount of time, then you would know what I'm talking about. I decided to get some food, and after I ate, I let my stomach digest, and I decided that I wanted to go for a quick swim in the pool. The hotel had a nice indoor pool, along with a hot tub. I was the only person at the pool, and it was quite relaxing and much needed. But then I noticed a guy out of the corner of my eye who startled me. He was on the far left side towards the back of the pool area, in a dark, dimly lit corner, sitting down on one of the plastic chairs. I didn't notice him when I first arrived at the pool, nor did I notice him walk in while I was there. I kinda just figured that maybe he was a lifeguard or someone that worked there, but he gave me the creeps. He kept staring at me, and every time I looked at him, he would look away. I started to feel weird, so I got out of the pool shortly after. I barely even dried off, and I walked back to my room. I put dry clothes on, and I walked out to the hall and headed to the main lobby area so I could get myself something to drink and a few snacks before bed. When I got back into my room, I turned the TV on and settled in before I was going to try and sleep to help me relax a little. It wasn't too long after that I heard a noise that sounded like it came from the outside of my hotel room. It sounded much closer though. There was no one in the room with me, not that I knew of anyways. I heard the noise again, except this time it was much louder and I could definitely tell where it was coming from. I was almost 100% sure that it was coming from the bathroom in my room. I panicked and I sat there for a few seconds, probably trying to rationalize the situation I was in as a coping mechanism. Part of me didn't want to believe what was happening, I'm sure. I finally snapped out of it though, and the noise continued. I walked over to the bathroom and I slowly opened the door. And what I saw was the most disturbing thing imaginable. It was the same man from earlier at the pool. He must have followed me to my room or something. I immediately tried to close the bathroom door, but he was way more than strong enough to overpower me. He ripped the door back open and it flung me into the bathroom with him. He asked me if I wanted to make $50 and he took his pants off. He then grabbed me by the arm, but I bit his arm as hard as I could. He let go of his grip on me and he slapped me in the face with his other hand. Luckily, it didn't knock me over when he hit me. I ran straight for the door and I managed to escape the room and I ran to the main lobby once again and I told the worker at the front desk everything. He called the police right away and the man got arrested. And he was in fact a worker at the hotel, so he was fired as well. CCTV camera footage picked him up sneaking into my room when I was getting snacks at the vending machine. I don't know how he thought he was going to get away with this, but I'm glad nothing worse ended up happening.